Fun 107 MGM show. It's our South Coast Health Community Spotlight. We love shining it on two great organizations here in the South Coast that you may or may not have heard of. I think you've probably heard of this one, though. Nativity Prep School. We've got the head of school coming in here this morning, Christian Garris, who grew up right here in New Bedford, Christian.
Grew up in New Bedford listening to you guys.
Oh, my goodness.
And now you're on the other end of things, so people are going to be listening to you this morning. Tell us a little bit about Nativity Prep.
Yeah, so Nativity Prep is an all-boys 5th through 8th grade independent school right downtown New Bedford, and we serve students from low-income backgrounds. So there is an income threshold that you have to meet to be eligible to go to the school, but the fact that we are tuition-free and we are an independent private school means that we get to raise every single dollar every year.
Do kids have to apply to be accepted in, and if so, are there like certain requirements? I know you mentioned the fiscal part of it.
Yeah, so there's a fiscal element, and we kind of screen that pretty easily. But then after that, it's a traditional application process. So we're looking at grades, teacher recommendations. All the kids will interview, which is pretty cool. You know, if you've ever seen a 10-year-old boy interview for something, it's always a pretty interesting experience. But
they always do better than you think, though. I, in my opinion, I've seen it before, and I'm like, wow, where'd that come from?
Or if not, it's a good skill set to learn.
Sure.
Totally. And they'll surprise you, right? Like, you can ask them about math class, and then they'll start talking about, like, Little League baseball or something. Mm-hmm. So it's always interesting to see what they bring.
How important is it that the kids are selected into this school? You know what I mean? Does that help build the culture of the school? Because, you know, you don't really have to put up with something if they're not fitting in, and I'm putting that lightly.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. We try to find kids who have potential, right? So we want to get kids who are interested in academics, who are interested in school. And, you know, we're not looking for the perfect kid every time. We're looking for kids who will come in and give us 100% effort. And because we're such a small school, we're also looking for a lot of parent engagement. So when we interview the kids, we're also talking to the parents to say, hey, you know, we want you to show up to PTO. We want you to show up on weekends, on evenings. So it's really a family thing.
And you're, you know, focusing on these young boys in grades 5 through 8. What are your goals for them? What are your hopes for them when they leave?
For us, it's about getting them a solid academic foundation, but also through our, you know, our restorative justice program, our school values, we're just trying to rewire them to make good decisions. And if they come to us for 4 years, hopefully they'll leave and be better prepared for whatever path they choose next.
So a lot of families listening this morning, you're talking to a lot of them. What would be a good indication that maybe this is a good match for a family out there listening?
Yeah, so I mean, for us, we're a very small school. There's 55 boys enrolled right now. We like to find the boys who are kind of sliding under the radar, kids who have kind of untapped potential that might not get realized in a classroom of, you know, 25 or 30 students. You know, we have a class size of 16 or 17 per grade. So kids who really need individualized attention, kids who will thrive from having mentors, from having male role models. 85% of our teachers are males right now, which is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
So kids who would thrive with kind of that male leadership, but also in a smaller class setting.
Are boys getting left behind?
They are. They are, unfortunately. It's the internet. It's social media. It's, you know, all the stuff, video games, things that are kind of drawing boys kind of to fade off into the background.
Yeah.
At Nativity Prep, we're trying to do the opposite. We're trying to put our kids in the forefront.
And there's a great fundraiser coming up, too, where the community can get involved and help.
Yeah, so on June 4th at Cisco, from 5 to 9 p.m., we
Gazelle's
have
Gazelle's in. Already, June 4th, Cisco, he's there.
I was going to say, you said Cisco, I'm in. I'm listening.
For us, I'm sure we've all been to a lot of fundraisers, some more fun than others. We wanted to kind of flip the script, right? We wanted to have a fundraiser at a place where all of our students can go. So our students go free of charge. They get to bring two adults with them.
Awesome.
But also our donors, our trustees, our alumni, community members, they can all show up too. And Cisco is the perfect place for that.
It really is. Get together and gather and support Nativity Prep this June.
Christian Garris, head of school at Nativity Prep School in New Bedford. Thank you for coming on South Coast Health Community Spotlight.
Thank you for having me.